Victory in the New Hampshire primary is usually counted in one way. The candidate with the most votes wins. But there's another measure of primary success, something less tangible than vote totals. How long and how intensely does a candidate woo New Hampshire voters? NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports the clear winners in that race this year are Republicans Chris Christie and John Kasich.
Every 4 years when presidential candidates storm New Hampshire, they tell voters how much love they have for the Granite State. But passion can be fleeting. As candidates bounce between New Hampshire and other states, few actually dig roots here over the course of a campaign. This year, Chris Christie of New Jersey and John Kasich of Ohio are the exceptions. No other candidates have spent as much time in New Hampshire this campaign. Christie has hosted nearly 70 town halls, and Kasich will mark his 100th tonight in Bedford. Both men are counting on strong finishes here, so much so that Kasich told voters at a town hall in Portsmouth that his candidacy depends on them.
But look, here's a simple fact of the matter. If I don't get elected president, I'm going to blame all of you in this room. So therefore, all of you in this room have to support me. End of story.
And when Christie spoke to the full legislature last month, he offered a warm thank you to the state as a whole for welcoming him over the course of the campaign.
I cannot, on behalf of myself and my wife, Mary Pat, thank you enough for the courtesy and the kindness and the openness and the welcoming attitude that you and all the people of New Hampshire have shown to us over the last 9 months.
Of course, putting in the time on the ground in New Hampshire is nothing new for presidential candidates. And both Kasich and Christie are modeling their efforts on the master of this approach, Senator John McCain. His tireless retail politicking across the state and the relationship with the electorate that resulted led him to victories here in 2000 and in 2008. McCain remains so smitten with the state, he returned last summer to campaign for his friend Lindsey Graham, who eventually dropped out of the race.
I am slightly emotional because this is some of the most wonderful experiences of my life. It's been here in the great state of New Hampshire. I've grown to love the people of New Hampshire.
While both Kasich and Christie remain well off the lead in state polls, there have been other tangible benefits from their romance of New Hampshire. Christie has raked in more than 200 New Hampshire endorsements, including the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, Kasich has earned the endorsement of 8 of the state's 10 newspapers. Their close connection with voters here have also allowed them to talk about issues in more personal ways. In Derry Wednesday, Kasich reached out to a mother whose son is battling a heroin addiction.
If you want me to, forget all the politics, I will call your son. Okay? I will call your son, and I will talk to him, if you think it would help.
Christie also makes a point of discussing New Hampshire's opioid epidemic at campaign stops. This awareness of local concerns impresses Howard Williams, former mayor of Dover.
He didn't come here knowing that there was this big heroin problem that we unfortunately have in New Hampshire. He saw that when he came here, and he changed his, or he added that to his views.
But come Tuesday, win or lose, these candidates will move on. Christie this week paid his last tab at Murphy's in Manchester.
The waitress who has waited on me dozens of times now since the summer, she was like, gosh, this is the last week, right? I'm not going to see you again for a long time. I'm like, yeah, this is our last week. Yes, it is.
And although it's pretty clear Christie and Kasich love New Hampshire a little more than the rest, they'll find out on Tuesday how much the state loves them back. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.